Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Engelter, depending on endoscopy report on Marissa Lee, date of birth 10/17/1956, date of procedure May 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fanny Engelter. Dear recurring physician is Dr. Adedeji Onatiri. Procedure performed in esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, common cold snare, polypectomy. Indication is anemia, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as movement to ulcers. The patient was brought to endoscopy to be placed in the lateral position. Sedation for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care. While lubricated amniotic gas scope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex is obtained at the cardiac aorosection from the stem before draw the scope. Patient is then turned around in a left lateral position. The digital rectum exams normal. While lubricated lumps video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance in the direct vision to the cecum. Which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Period. Careful examination as best as possible was made within the constraints of the poor prep of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sitting colon, and the rectum. Retroflex was obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston Bell prep score is greater than 4,1-2-1. Period. The patient had a procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy next line, the proximal metasophagus appeared on the marginal next line. There was evidence. The Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of LA grade B to C ulcerative esophagitis. Period. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was what appeared to be a approximately 5 millimeter distal esophageal nodule, which was seen best with deep inspiration and coughing. Within a small hiatal hernia. Come approximately 1 to 2 centimeters. Next line. Sorry, go back. Biopsies are obtained of the nodule extensively for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Common biopsies are obtained in the antral body for histology separately and through a H. pylori. Next line. There was a diminutive antral polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, tortuous colon, next line, Boston Bell prep scores greater than 4,1-2-1,4 prep, next line. There was approximately 7 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, next line. There were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There were was 1 rectosigmoid diminutive polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was diverticulosis coli, next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, next line. There was evidence of hypertrophy anal papillae on retroflexion, next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy, next available due to poor prep on the right side with significant amount of green sticky stool as well as solid fibrous material noted. Please note right and left side. Next line, recommend 2-day prep for the repeat colonoscopy. Patient was instructed to start Miralax 1 week prior, as patient does note some history of constipation. Next line, recommend PPI daily. We'll start on omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy, repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade B to C ulcerative septus. Next line, follow up biopsy pathology of the nodule noted in the distal esophagus / hiatal hernia period. Patient may need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line, anti-reflux precautions are explained, NSAID avoidance encouraged. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation daily, as well as Miralax half capsule daily for constipation. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.